It's the fishing opener, and lots of people are very excited about that. Well, we're excited here at the Roadhouse because tonight we have the chance to talk with a local angler who is quite passionate about fishing. And joining us now on the phone is Julie Coleman. Welcome, Julie.
Hi.
So, Julie, I just want to start out. You've been really into fishing for a very long time.
Yeah, pretty much as my first memories were fishing with my grandpa. He'd come over about 4 in the morning. It'd be rain or shine, and we'd fish till dark. And I remember eating soggy peanut butter sandwiches and being soaking wet, but we caught a lot of fish.
And how old were you when he got you started on that?
I don't even know. Pretty young. I mean, I grew up with 4 siblings, and we'd always fight over who was going to get to go fishing with Grandpa. So I was lower in the pecking order. So,
but you still
but
got
young.
You still got to go.
Yeah, and absolutely. Yeah.
What a joy to be able to share those memories with him.
Yep, he was the one that got me addicted to fishing. Right. And then we also grew up on a lake, you know, and we would fish off the end of the dock and get big bluegills. And I remember catching dinner plate bluegills and an occasional dogfish, which was always entertaining. And we fished St. Louis River for catfish and suckers in the Prairie River. So there was a lot of opportunity in central Minnesota for fishing.
So this was something that you wanted to do and not just something where your parents did it to you to get you out of the house?
Well, they would kick us out the door after breakfast, and Mom would ring the bell after dark, and we'd come back in for dinner. Pretty much the way it went, because we grew up on the lake. So once we got our chores done and we had to weed 3 rows in the garden, we would head to the lake.
Got it. So really, starting young and continuing as life rolls by.
Yep, and we had fish houses in the winter. That's one thing, when I moved to Cook County, I couldn't believe that there weren't the fish house villages all over on the lakes. But after spending one winter in Cook County, I understood why.
although, like, just a second now when you say that, because when we go snooping around on you in the computer, we find out a few things, and I see evidence that you've been out ice fishing.
Oh, yes, I loved ice fish as much as open water, but I mean, you couldn't have the roads maintained and have a fish house village to drive out there like they do in, you know, central Minnesota. So, yeah, it's a little harder for us to do it up in Cook County with snowmobiling or snowshoeing or skiing, but, yeah, I still love to get out there on the ice.
Yeah, you've got to make the effort and haul your tent in for the day and drill your hole in for the day, and you don't have a jacuzzi inside to sit and stew in while the line is in the water.
Yep. So there, you know, when I moved to Cook County, I was surprised too. That, I mean, there's not as many catfish lake, which I missed a lot. But then I was introduced to brookies, big walleyes, lakers. I was instantly hooked on lake trout, you know, cranking up a lake trout from 50, 60 feet of water, vertical jigging. I just fell in love with lake trout fishing.
And are you doing fly fishing too? Like, have you been doing the steelhead run this spring?
Nope, I've never fly fished, actually. It's something it's on my bucket list, so someday I'll learn how to do that.
Well, you certainly are very experienced, and, you know, as we stalk you online, for example, I see in 2013, well, first of all, I should say, looks like you also got the same bug into your daughter
She started fishing at a very young age. She was 3 weeks old the first time we had her in the boat, actually.
Wow. And she still loves doing it.
Yes. And now she lives on the trail. I'm happy to have her back in Cook County. She went to Hawaii and caught some of those fish, you know, down there for a couple of years. But her heart was always on the Gunflint Trail. So she came back, and we're hoping to get out and fish a lot this summer together.
And in 2013, the two of you found a pair of fish that got you some press.
Just recently, like last year, I believe, we each caught a 45-incher on drag. They were probably a quarter mile apart and caught within an hour of each other.
Right.
So that was a pretty amazing day. Hers weighed 28 pounds and mine weighed 25 pounds.
Yeah, what fun, and what fun that you can be doing that together. But back even before that, back in 2013, Do you recall what happened when you were going out on the lake and you saw something at the surface?
Oh, yeah. That was one to remember. We were actually coming off the lake from fishing Canadian Sag all day, and there was a seagull on the water in the corridor, and I saw some fins, so we ran over to check that out, and it was about a 10-pound northern that had about a 2- or 3-pound sucker stuck in its mouth, and it had choked on it. So we were able to catch it. It was pretty much dead. I had to get a permit from Conservation Officer Fagerman to keep the fish, but we got it mounted and got the actual mount of the way we found it. So that's a conversation piece in our living room.
Boy, that sure would be. And that's in your living room.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Your daughter didn't keep it.
Nope, but if she wants to put it up at Hungry Jack Lodge for a while, that would be fine with me, too. That's where she has her fish hanging if everyone wants to see it.
All right, so the two of you are still on speaking terms over that, then.
Yeah, you know, I had to tease her a little bit because hers was bigger, so I told her mine was dead longer, so it lost 3 pounds, but we have a healthy competition whenever we go fishing.
So, Julie, it's clear that you really love fishing, and can you tell us more about what you enjoy about being out on the water?
Well, you know, any time on the water is just always great to be out there because you can see so much wildlife and just observe, you know, the wilderness around you. But when I catch a fish, I mean, the whole world is that fish.
Uh-huh.
Everything else just disappears, and the whole world is that fish.
Very intently focused at that time.
Yes. And you never know. I mean, it's like shed hunting for moose antlers, right? You never know when you're going to see one or find one. And in fishing, you never know when you're going to get that strike.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're muskie fishing, you can have the visual of the muskie coming and chasing your lure. But when you feel that little tap, if you're fishing for walleyes or if you get an aggressive hit from a pike or if your bobber goes down, it's just, I'll never get tired of that feeling.
And I sense from something you said just a moment ago as well, though, that there's also something just enjoyable about being out on the water, period.
Yes, and every day is different. You know, you can have flat calm, you can have rain, 20-mile-an-hour winds. It's always different. So it's just exciting to be out there.
Yeah, just the beauty of nature and how every day, even in the same spot, it's a little bit different.
Yes, I'm so fortunate to be able to live in Cook County, where we have that right out our back door.
Yeah. Now, it's Mother's Day weekend as well, which also makes me want to ask a bit about women in fishing. You know, I can't imagine that there's any good reason why women shouldn't be fishing, but you've had a lifelong passion for it. Your daughter has, and I understand there are even a couple of organizations in Minnesota that try to encourage women to try fishing. Any of that up here in Cook County that you've been involved with, or what's your...
Well, I've had a lot of people, you know, women ask me to take them fishing, and that's kind of been on my bucket list someday, is to take out women and kids.
Mm-hmm.
I would just love to do that, introduce kids to fishing and take women out. I met a woman actually this summer that comes to Cook County quite often, Dawn Walrath. I'm hoping to get to know her better because she fishes as much as I do and loves it as much as I do. As far as local people, I really don't know a whole lot of other women that get out too often. But if anybody wants to go sometime, just give me a call and make it happen.
Wow. There's an offer, and you heard it here on the Roadhouse. I'll just pause for a moment and remind our listeners that we are talking with Julie Coleman, a Cook County resident who is a passionate angler and who's sharing her passion with us right now. So, Julie, I also have noticed that when I'm listening to people talking about fishing, there are sometimes some amazing stories that get told that often stretch the limits of believability and kind of get summarized as the one that got away. So what's your favorite story of the big fish that got away?
Well, I've been completely addicted to muskie fishing since about 2006. And I last for my honeymoon, my husband and I went to Rowan Lake up in Ontario. It's the fly-in Muskie Lake and the Lake Trout Lake. And we fish a lot at night. And this one evening, it wasn't quite dark yet. I was fishing with a baby beaver. And the tail is just kind of flipping along like a little beaver, you know. Huh. And I got my line up to the boat, and there was a railroad tie behind it. And the beaver's tail was flipping it in the lips. I'd never seen a muskie that big in my life, and I almost tipped over.
Just out of shock or surprise?
And it came right to the boat, and it just hovered there. You know, when I tried to do the figure eight and everything that you always do, and then it just went straight down and just sunk back to the bottom on the site. But I mean, I will never ever forget seeing that fish. It was a railroad tie. And that's, you know, that lake can hold monster muskies, so I'm just happy I got to see one.
So this is bigger than anything you've ever seen before.
Yeah, it was so exciting.
Any guess as to how much it would have weighed in at or measured if you had caught
it? I think it was upper 50s, maybe 57 59 inch muskie. I mean, it was a monster. I wouldn't even want to guess what it weighed, 45, 50 pounds probably.
I'd be so afraid for my life. I'd be like, protecting my hands. Don't let it see them. It may decide they'll fit easily.
Yeah, we thought twice about swimming after seeing that one.
Oh, my. So are you going out fishing this weekend?
Yes, my husband and I will be going out somewhere. It's going to kind of depend on what the ice does. I know there's still ice floating around here and there, but we'll be going out Saturday and Sunday.
Good.
I think it's going to be maybe a little slower opener because the water's, you know, still pretty cold because there's still ice. It's so weather dependent and water temperature dependent. But like my grandpa said, the fish are always biting somewhere. You just have to find them.
And will your daughter be fishing with you as well?
She will be probably too busy at Hungry Jack for opener.
She's got to work.
Guest coming. Yep, so she'll be working, but we'll stop in and see her and tell her the fish story.
And I know our listeners are waiting for me to ask a specific question that I will not ask you on the air. That question is, you know, like, it would be, where are you going to go? There's no way that I'm going to let you answer that question on the air, okay?
Lake X.
On the water.
Yeah, that's one thing about Cook County. You have so many species to choose from to fish for. So that's one exciting thing about Cook County.
Yeah. And any special plans for Mother's Day, or is fishing opener a special event for you on Mother's Day?
Yes, it's exciting this year because I'm off, so I will be able to fish both days. So we're really looking forward to getting the boat on the water. Yep.
Great. Have a wonderful time, Julie. We so appreciate your taking the time to talk with us tonight, because we know it's Friday night and it's fishing opener weekend and it's Mother's Day weekend, and there are probably a lot of other places that you'd rather be right now than on the phone with us. But thank you for joining us. We've been talking with Julie Coleman, a local resident in Cook County, a passionate fisher person who has had some amazing stories, and there are some amazing photos online of fish that she has caught. So again, Julie, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. And good luck to everybody on the opener.